Creamers. It's me, Hacho, and I'm joined with my co-host, Samuel Daddy.
Before you know it, you'll be on your knees.
And we're going to talk to Turkey, like Ted Turner, about some professional wrestling.
And that's, I think, something that that will be intolerable to us.
Sammy Daddy is going to give me the recap of WrestleMania 41 Night 1. Sammy Daddy is going to give me the recap on WrestleMania 41 Night 2. What's the John Cena quote of the week? Our match count for 2025, the year of our lives, and we'll leave a little room for cream. All that on this episode of WrestleMania. Welcome back, Creamers. Sammy Daddy, back in the studio.
We're here. It's good to see you again.
It's been several weeks.
Well, I've seen you, but I haven't.
I forgot what you look like.
Forgot what you smelled like. It's good to be back.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you're back. And so are the Creamers. We can actually hear the sound effects now.
I can, too.
So, have you watched any wrestling in the last week?
Have I watched wrestling? What a stupid question. Of course, I'm not. I didn't watch any wrestling.
Oh, no.
I watched the wrestling.
Holy shit.
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Yeah, I was excited. I get really excited every year for WrestleMania.
I was watching a, for the Creamers at home, I did not watch WrestleMania.
That's okay.
For my own reasons. But then they're personal to me, and I won't share it with you. But I'm just kidding.
If you want to know, ask in the comments.
Ask in the comments, and maybe I'll comment back. Well, email me at hotjoe@wrestlecream.com. Yep. But no, I didn't watch Mania, but I watched that WrestleMania 9 documentary on...
I thought that was really good.
Yeah, and I don't remember who it was, but maybe it was like Bruce Pritchard or something, mm-hmm. or some other guy saying how like WrestleMania is supposed to be this on-ramp for like people who don't watch all year round.
Yeah.
So now they don't feel like it's like intimidating to jump in because now they know we just watched this. What's next? And it's all starting over the next night. And I thought that was really interesting. And I never thought of it like that.
It's a good way to look at it. I mean, there's definitely people that ask me that know I like wrestling that will be like, oh, you watch WrestleMania? And I say, what a stupid question. But it's a people that wouldn't normally watch it.
Yeah.
And I saw a little bit of this or whatever. So it definitely, it still has that reach.
Yeah.
And I did like that documentary.
I've seen a lot of people, like over the weekend, who I know, like from high school and crap like that, that have
posted about.
Yeah, who are like, oh man, night two of WrestleMania. I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah, it's weird who feels the need to say stuff.
And that's why I feel like it's very beneficiary. It benefits them greatly.
A beneficiary is when you die.
That's true.
And they get your money. Beneficial.
That's the one.
There we go.
Have WrestleMania on Peacock and having all their PLEs because like it's so much more accessible to people who might not watch them. Like, hey, you know what? Fuck it. I'll put on WrestleMania.
Let's put something on.
And then the next thing you know.
What?
I love WWE.
That's telling me.
That's what they're going to say.
That's what I say. I liked it. Or the documentary real quick. I feel like a lot of times, especially when they like Peacock really promotes it.
Yeah.
Because they've done like Ric Flair ones or whatever. And it's a lot of even the Mr. McMahon thing on Netflix. There wasn't a ton of like new stuff that came in those where this. A lot of it.
That's true.
I felt like, oh, I didn't know that.
And they would
that's
have
an
that,
interesting.
Yeah, and like having the behind the scenes footage of like wrestlers being like, what the fuck? Why are you filming me?
Like, it's the first time they ever had cameras backstage like that. Yeah. And it's like, what are you doing here?
I know. Like imagine being like Bret Hart and you haven't seen this footage in forever and you're like, I don't remember saying that. Or like Shawn Michaels when he was sitting that weird way. He's like, who proved this angle?
Yeah. Or I thought it was cool with Lex Luger.
Yeah.
And they were showing him. All the work, because I haven't seen, like, it's got to be cool for them to be able to see that. Like, they probably hated it at the time.
Yeah, I'm sure. But it's a new world now.
But then with, like, Bret Hart, they did the Wrestling with Shadows documentary, and I think there was something else, like, at the time. So I guess that's when they started getting into it. But the main thing I took from that documentary is I want to go in that vault. And I want to see what they got.
But,
they got it. You see that other show they're coming out with?
Mm-mm.
On Netflix?
Is it the show that's about the writers?
Yeah.
I heard them talking about it on...
I don't remember what it's called, but you get to go in the writer's room.
Yeah, that's
interesting. And even like me, as Mark with a friggin' wrestling podcast, like, I'm like, is that too far?
Yeah.
Do I want to know? Like, I might not watch it. I'm going to watch it. But I have that feeling of like, do I want to see this?
I know. That's what I thought about it too. And I think I heard them talking about it on Wrestling Observer Radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, in like just how kind of surprising it is that they'd make it. And I was like, I don't know if I'd want to, like, I feel like it might ruin things for me to be like,
it's not like they're going to show you what happened.
But the more I thought about it, the more I was like, yeah, exactly. Like what you're saying.
It's not going to be like, this is this week.
Right. It's going to be stuff from months ago, maybe even like a year ago.
People, it's amazing how people break stuff down, and it's nice because I don't have to. But they put out a trailer, and it shows them in the room, whoever it is.
Yeah.
And there's a big, like, dry erase board, and I can't read it at all, and I don't know how people figured it out, but it had written on it, like, the potential WrestleMania card and how they were going to get there. So people think it's from, like, right before the Royal Rumble.
Nice.
So it's interesting to see, because, like, one that I remember was it had Jade and Nia for the women's belt.
Okay.
And I want to say it had, so I don't.
That's interesting.
Maybe they were going to have it twice, but it was like, I think it was, did they have Cody and Cena? But then there was something where it was like Seth Rollins, CM Punk, and Roman Reigns. But then right under that, it had Seth Rollins, CM Punk, Gunther.
Hmm.
So like Jey Uso wasn't in it at all.
Interesting.
And it had Rey Mysterio versus Chad Gable.
Which was,
but it had Rey Mysterio with, at least the one said Rey Mysterio with Travis Scott. So it's like, so maybe they didn't know that Travis Scott was going to be a bad guy.
Interesting.
Thing. So it's just, it's, I don't know. I don't know if I want to see, I'm going to watch it like this, like a scary movie.
Right, right.
Oh, I don't want to see too much.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But Paul Heyman was on Pat McAfee's show and they asked him about it. And he said, no, I don't like it. I'm old school, but I'm going to do it because that's where the industry's going, and in an industry like that, you either get on board, or they'll say, okay, and do it with somebody else, and then you're left in the past.
Right, or you die.
He doesn't want to die.
He doesn't want to die. He likes being alive.
He could have.
And that's the way we like him, too.
We'll get to it, but the way he was acting at WrestleMania, he might have a death wish. Yeah. Did you watch any wrestling?
I watched Dynamite.
Okay.
Last week, I watched Collision.
Okay.
And that's it. I didn't watch much wrestling since the last time we spoke.
You missed out.
But I did hear that WrestleMania happened over the weekend.
It did.
People were telling me that on my social medias.
It was good. I think overall, I don't know. I try not to look at what other people say too much, but
I've heard it's the best WrestleMania there's ever been.
Yep. You would be correct.
Wow, that's pretty neat.
WrestleMania is the best.
That is neat.
I like to think of them all as one WrestleMania.
I have this like, I'm very hyperbolic, you know. Mm-hmm. Me and my wife will go to a restaurant, and then I'll be like, "This is the best fucking food I ever had." Every time. And
what if it's bad?
But I feel like what happens is that I just forget about my other experiences, and then I just really enjoy
you live
it.
In the moment.
I'm like, this
and that's
is
what people tell you.
This is so good. This it when I mean it when I say it. It really is. At the when I'm like, this is I never had something this delicious in my life.
There's a lot more yesterday's than today's.
Oh.
I don't know if it fits this at all. No, that's not, the sound is fine. I don't know.
Or
take it however you want. It sounded better in my head, and I don't know. I think it related to that. So wait, there we go. You're probably wondering how I got in this situation.
So let's break down Mania, man.
The best WrestleMania ever.
What happened on WrestleMania 41, Night 1, Sammy Daddy?
Well, it opened.
Take it from here.
If you don't mind, I'm going to give you, I tried in my notes.
Did they do like pre-show matches on this?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because they have a whole lot of crap going on, you know?
It starts at 4, I think, the pre-show. Mm-hmm. And the show doesn't start till 7. So they do interviews and stuff now, and their video packages are the greatest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
But just a lot of talking.
Stand
and Deliver was...
Oh, yeah.
That's what I watched.
Did you watch that?
I got it added to my list.
Okay, yeah, that's you better do that right now, man.
I can't do it now. We're in the middle of this.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and find out how many matches there are for you.
No, don't. Then you'll know how many matches I have.
Well, I'm only going to know how many matches you're adding to your match count.
Okay, deal. So, what I tried to do was little behind the scenes, we're recording this Tuesday.
Yes.
The day after the Raw after WrestleMania. So I put what happened on Raw to continue the storylines, just so you're kind of caught up, okay, just to see what you're feeling. But so the first match of WrestleMania 41 was Jey Uso defeating Gunther for the World Heavyweight Championship. It was better than I thought it was going to be. It wasn't like a classic, but it was good. The people are still in the Jey Uso, so it's pretty amazing seeing a stadium of 700 million people yeeting all over the place with them.
Yeet. Oh, shit.
Shoot. Fucking shoot.
Gonna fucking yeet.
There we go. We got it. But yeah, so that was cool. Did I text you? Oh, I said it in my video that I posted to my social media. Is that Sammy Daddy on all social media? Look me up. That he made him tap out.
Oh, yeah.
And I was shocked. Tapped out? Gunther tapped out. He put him, he was doing like his own moves to him, and he put him in a sleeper or whatever that you want to call it at the end, and he tapped. I thought he'd pass out when he had a minute, but he powerbombed him, I think. I should have wrote all this down. I think he powerbombed him in German suplex. Like, he was taking his chops, all that. So Jay had a good showing. I was happy for him. It was cool.
That's good.
I don't want Gunther to turn into this thing where he's, you know, like last year he lost to Sami Zayn. So I get it why it would happen on that stage. And it's only twice. But it's like, is this going to be a thing now? He's unstoppable for a year and then he loses.
Yeah.
And he's unstoppable. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
It was just a thought I had, but no big deal.
Did he win the world? No, he lost the Intercontinental title last year.
He lost to Sammy. Yeah. I think he won King of the Ring.
Okay.
And then the belt at SummerSlam.
By the way, six matches on standard.
Oh, I got to add six to this.
Okay.
And so the fallout from that was, please comment if I'm wrong or I forget something, because I was kind of in and out of Raw. To a point, at least at the beginning.
Yeah.
But the only thing I saw was Jay came out, celebrated, got his You Deserve It chance, and then Sami Zayn came down, who's been away with, is it from when Kevin Owens pile drove him, maybe? So he hasn't been around. And he said he regretted he couldn't be there, but he wanted to be the first one to be in the ring and look at him and say congratulations. So I was kind of waiting for him to, like, boot him or something like that, but it was all celebratory, and then Jimmy Uso came out, and it was just another, like, feel-good
That's cool.
moment. So it was cool they let him
take it in. Do you think that Sami Zayn is going to turn on Jey Uso? Because I've seen a lot of people suggesting that on the internet.
The only time that thought was ever in my head is when he came out yesterday, but no,
I don't think they should. Zayn to be a bad guy.
It does kind of blow my mind that this 5-year bloodline storyline is kind of over. I mean, I know there's still the other guys.
Yeah.
But it pretty much has culminated in Jey Uso being World Heavyweight Champion, which I would have never thought possible ever. And I'm not trying to shit on Jey Uso, but if you told me 3 years ago you thought Jey Uso was going to be champion,
it would be like if it would be like if fucking Matt Jackson won the AEW World title.
Yeah, well,
be like, what's this? He's a tag team brother guy.
Maybe he should turn in Dynamite this week. But yeah, no, I'm shocked. But it works. It wasn't like forced. It was pretty natural.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
So that's all he did, but then I can't remember exactly when it was, but it was right before the last match of the show. I don't want to say main event because, like, there was a segment that ended it, but whatever. And Gunther Monday Night Raw. Sorry. Gunther came out and I don't even know where he came from. He just showed up in front of Michael Cole and Pat McAfee and was yelling at them because I think he didn't appreciate how they were talking about him.
Wow, man.
So he yelled at him and Michael Cole.
You gotta have thick skin in this business. You know what I mean?
You would think. So I think Michael Cole stood up and he goes, well, hey, no offense, but like, you're the one that tapped out.
Gunther
did not like that. So he ripped his glasses off or something, I don't remember, and he pushed Pat McAfee, then he grabbed Michael Cole and put him in the sleeper for a second.
Shit.
Pat McAfee runs over, gives him a forearm, and then he choked out Pat McAfee for like almost an uncomfortable, like, it was long enough that I'm like, hey, he might need to let go.
Dang.
And then they showed Pat McAfee walking out all beat up, and he wasn't there for the main event. But Michael Cole said, Adam Pearce tried to send Michael Cole home, and Michael Cole said, no, but we have to be able to do our jobs. We've got to be able to say, call it how we see it, and blah, 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 blah. And then he went back out there with Joe Tessitore.
That's cool.
So, what? I don't know. I guess that's going to lead to Gunther and McAfee in a match, I'd assume.
Or wouldn't it be kind of neat if next year's WrestleMania, Michael Cole continues his streak, dude?
Yeah, he's 1-0.
Yeah, might as well be 2.
Maybe we're going Gunther.
And plus, Gunther always loses at WrestleMania.
Oh, all right, I'm in now.
Yeah.
Give me a handicap. Michael Cole and Pat McAfee versus Gunther. And put the guy with the tiny underwear. What's his name?
Ludwig. Yeah.
Ludwig Kaiser. Tag team.
Those are really tiny underwear.
For aren't sure. they? Or does he just have a long torso?
No, man, they're tiny.
It's like, distracting.
It is, because I'm like, oh my God, man. How am I supposed to watch wrestling when I'm this horned up?
It's not your fault. I don't know. Get him on the TV, though. I'm all about it.
All right, when I watch it.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came!
From Ludwig.
So that's the first match for WrestleMania.
Nice.
Second match, the New Day defeated the War Raiders for the World Tag Team Championships. It was fine. Nothing. It's not like a classic, like I said, for the other one, but it was fine. They won by, I think Kofi held one of the War Raiders' feet down when he was getting pinned, so he couldn't kick out. Ivar. I'll say it's Ivar, but I don't remember which one's which. Eric is Ray Rowe.
Yeah.
I think. Anyway.
No, he is, for sure.
Okay, I think Ivar got pinned.
I can't believe I've never seen somebody do that before in a tag team match.
Where they hold the feet?
Yeah.
You never seen that? Really?
Yeah.
You have had to.
Maybe I just didn't pay attention.
Or like somebody cheating, on the, like a manager doing it, and they hide on that, like outside of the rope. You've never seen this?
I must have just missed it.
All right, I guess it's a classic match then.
I missed it all the time. Yeah, some... Wow.
So I did pick the New Day to win that one.
Yeah.
I wasn't like super sold on it. But the War Raiders came out. You know, they do special entrances at WrestleMania. They dressed up like guys from Clash of Clans because WWE is currently in Clash of Clans.
Okay.
And then that's the moment I knew, oh, they're losing.
Really? I would have thought they're going to win because of the sponsorship thing.
They weren't bad, but they were kind of like, eh.
Do you think
a little cheesy.
Yeah.
If you went to a Comic-Con and somebody had it, you would be like, they put in the effort. I like it. But it's not winning the prize.
Yeah.
It was not winning best cosplay at the Comic Con.
What about the New Day? Did they have any cool outfits? I feel like they usually do.
They did something. Actually, I wish I should find it. The guy that designs their stuff happened to come up on my Instagram. And I think it was like I can't remember exactly what they were going for, but it's like that Attack on Titan kind of look it was inspired by.
Okay.
So it was pretty cool.
Yeah. They're a bunch of anime nerds.
They like doing that. No, they were cool looking outfits.
Right.
So they won the belts.
That's good.
It was cool. And then they came out to tell everybody, ha ha, ha ha, you hate us, but we won. On Monday Night Raw. Sorry, yes, on Monday Night Raw. And Alpha Academy came out and said, hey, the last time we fought, we beat you in like a minute. And they said, no, we won't fight. Or they said, we won't fight you. No, get out of here. And then Alpha Academy said, we beat you in a minute. You're Minute Man. And they said, we ain't no Minute Man. We'll fight right now. And then right when the match was about to start, the lights went out. And Rusev came back. Yeah. Miro.
It's interesting because it's like...
I thought that was a weird time, but it worked.
It is a weird time, but they're New Day and he's...
Rusev Day.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he might actually team up with them.
And then change the name.
But they got out of the ring and then he beat up Otis and Tozawa.
Okay.
Which I guess I get because... Tozawa, he can throw around.
Yeah.
And Otis is the big guy.
Yeah. So it shows that he's strong.
He came back and the people ate it up. They were chanting Rusev Day.
That's good.
So I was really happy about that.
Because I don't really think it would be accurate for them to do a Tony Fumbled chant for Rusev.
Tony Fumbled?
Yeah, you know how they do that for like Ricky Saints and Ethan Page? Yeah. I understand it. Yeah, they do
that. That's what they were saying?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I understand it for them. But I feel like if they did it for Rusev, then that would not be accurate. Because he, from my understanding, he just didn't want to lose, and he refused to lose, so they just didn't ever book him.
Yeah, but he shouldn't lose, ever. I like him. Is that what the deal, though?
Yeah, that is. I like him too, but I don't think this is a situation where Tony fumbled. I just think it was just an unfortunate.
They were in different places of what they wanted.
And I don't think he wanted to be not in WWE.
No. Well, I mean, you got to think to it. First, he was the best man, which was kind of
That was weird. That was lame. But then when he started being his own thing, that was
cool. But then when he was the Redeemer,
the
Redeemer was one of my favorite.
If he could just be that in WWE, that'd
be
sick.
I'm really hoping they go that. Yeah.
Because he has like more of his AEW kind of gear on.
Let him talk about.
I've seen the fucking clip.
His God and his flexible wife.
Yeah, that was great.
Do the whole deal, man, please.
Yeah, that was fun.
But yeah, so he came back, so I'm excited. I just want him. I don't care if it's AEW or TNA.
You just
want
to see him.
I like him.
Yeah.
He's good. I never understood that he was Bulgarian, but he was Russian.
Yeah.
But we'll get past that.
Yeah, we're going to have no choice. It's kind of like just Kofi Kingston being Jamaican.
And then not.
Yeah.
And that's just how it goes sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes you're from a country and then you're not anymore.
You're telling me. Happens all the time, apparently.
Yeah.
Next match. Jade Cargill got her revenge on Naomi.
Okay.
It was really good. It was probably Jade's best match.
Really?
I don't want to say it was her best match ever. I said it.
Well, I mean,
in WWE for sure.
I mean, I feel like good. She's probably better now than she was in AEW. So,
If she would have stayed in AEW, she'd be better. Like, it's not strictly because she went to WWE, but she's just been doing it more.
Yeah. But maybe she just takes their training style. More, I mean, Danielson was training her.
Well,
I think she's
somebody that's going to get better no matter. If she was in TNA, she'd be getting better. If she was in MLW, she'd be getting better just because that's the kind of person she is. But so she got her revenge. She did this sweep. She had Naomi on her shoulders. I wrote it down as an electric chair power bomb, but I don't know if that's really what it is. So she had her on her shoulders like a
one-winged angel.
Sure. And then threw her up. Popped her up in the air and spun around and then powerbombed her.
Hmm.
It was sweet.
But she powerbombed her on her face, right?
No, she had her like
this. Oh, she spun her?
Like, Naomi, I'm trying to remember exactly. And like, she kind of like popped Naomi up.
Uh-huh.
And then Jade spun, did like a 180 face and snatch.
Whoa. That's a crazy move, dude. That's like a video game move.
That's what I thought too. That's like a created. We could create one,
right? And you make one, and you're like, "There's no way this could actually happen." Wow,
look it up.
I gotta see
it. Because Jade Cargill is here to stay unless she quits, and that's just a fact.
Let's just hope it doesn't happen.
No, I hope not. But yeah, so I don't think there was anything from that on Raw.
Okay.
Because that they're both SmackDown, I believe.
Yeah,
and this next
sense.
One is both SmackDown, as far as I know, because I don't think I saw anything.
Okay.
But the. What do they call him? Samoan Werewolf Jacob Fatu beat LA Knight for the United States Championship.
Okay.
And I feel bad because LA Knight just got the belt back recently.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't... He's entertaining. But Jacob Fatu is the right choice.
Yeah.
He's a star.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
Everybody loves him.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
He's so entertaining. And I think he cuts, like, good promos. He goes out there and he does things he shouldn't be able to do.
Yeah.
And he's awesome. So I'm happy he's champ, and I expect him to be champ until next WrestleMania when he fights Solo Sikoa. Yeah. Maybe that might be a SummerSlam thing.
Okay.
I think Solo will be jealous, but he'll be with him, and then he'll do something, and yeah. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
But either way, I hope LA Knight finds something to do because Jacob Fatu's, it's his belt now.
Yeah. Did they do anything on Raw?
No, they were not on Raw.
Okay.
They're SmackDown guys, too.
Oh, I thought you were saying they were both.
They were both what?
From their Raw and SmackDown.
Oh, no. They're SmackDown boys.
Okay, they're SDBs, I call them.
Yeah, exactly. What happened next? Oh, I'll tell you what happened next. Geese.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was music. I thought it was music.
Yeah.
Did you?
So I thought maybe it was like a fucking... I don't know. It was geese.
I think it was, right?
Yeah.
At least two.
We're going to have to get them on the show.
Open that window.
It is open.
Oh.
That's probably why we heard them.
What were they waiting for?
Yeah. It's busy.
So, the next match was El Grande Americano beating... He was supposed to fight Rey Mysterio, but he was injured, so Rey Fenix took his spot.
Okay.
And I thought Grande Americano would be Mysterio, but then when I heard Fenix would be in there, I thought, Fenix is going to win.
Yeah.
But he didn't. Grande Americano put the, he's been putting a, like a metal plate between, did we talk about this?
Yeah, you told me about this.
Okay.
Or maybe you talked about it in one of your videos.
Prediction videos. Yeah. Yeah, so I figured he would do that, and he put the thing there, and he cheats. He puts the thing in his mask and headbutts and diving headbutts and whatever. So he won. But the big news that I'm going to piggyback off of this one is that they acquired Triple A.
Mm-hmm.
I think I texted you about that when it happened.
Yes.
I was shocked.
Yeah, it's shocking.
And Viking, he ho de Vikingo.
I mean, you can just call him Vikingo.
I don't know. He's not. That's his dad.
You're allowed to.
Hijo means son.
You didn't say Rey Mysterio Jr. when you were talking about Rey Mysterio.
Rey Mysterio is his uncle. Don't be ridiculous.
But, yeah, I'm not happy about the AAA thing.
I'm surprised.
I'm scared.
It seems weird to me.
I'm scared.
Why?
I'm spooked. Well, they already screwed over. They destroyed the UK scene when they created it. Because did you see that they're considering rebranding it NXT Mexico?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be awesome, because NXT is the best show there is.
But I just think I don't think it's going to be good, man.
I don't know. I'm curious what they do.
And it's like, it's interesting, but I'm worried.
A lot of weird things.
I don't want anything bad to happen.
Well, isn't Alberto Del Rio a champion?
He is.
So that's kind of
He's awkward. The mega champion.
Is that the big one?
Yeah.
I get confused.
And it's weird, too, because like, Marty Scurll's there.
In Triple A?
Mm-hmm. But another thing about it is like,
I think that's going to tighten
I saw
up.
That they said like it's the number one Lucha Libre promotion in the world, which isn't true, but that's okay.
I don't
okay.
think it is anymore.
It hasn't been. It never will. It never was. CMLL was always number one.
Really?
Yeah, because they own Arena Mexico.
Triple A was the biggest one.
Mm-mm. Triple A is number two, numero doso. Hmm.
Well, they helped with Lucha Underground, so they're number
that's
one
true.
In my heart.
Now, but one funny thing about it is that they said that
I'm curious
Triple A is traditional Lucha Libre, which is mm-hmm. very untrue.
They're not.
No, that's their whole thing is that they're the opposite of CMLL, which is the traditional Lucha Libre. Like they're like more of like WWE, where they have like storyline heavy kind of stuff like that. CMLL isn't really like that. That's not what traditional Lucha Libre is. AAA is more like if you were an American, if you were going to watch Lucha Libre, it would be the promotion that would be the easiest for you to follow because it's done in the style that you're.
Yeah, but whenever I put it on, they're talking Spanish and I don't know what they're saying.
I know, yeah. But they have American commentators, I think, for AAA. They don't have it for CMLL, though.
If you watch it for free on Pluto, they don't. That's how I get my AAA.
But,
no,
I don't
it's
know.
Weird
it'll be interesting.
I'm curious.
I hope they don't like get rid of the six-sided ring. I think I heard, I saw like today they were saying that Jeremy Borash is going to be the booker and creative guy behind it.
I just kind of figured they would let them do their thing.
Conan?
And just use it as like their.
Yeah. No, they're going to be
Mexican,
really hands on.
NXT, I guess.
Yeah.
Or not, I don't want to say it like NXT Mexico, but like use it as like a filtering way to figure out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm just afraid they're going to monopolize the whole thing. You know what I mean?
Well, they.
I don't want that.
Well,
I don't want every wrestling to be the same flavor, you know?
Yeah, but I think
I like different tastes.
It's not the. I think what they're trying to do is get the different kinds of wrestling, but the production would be the same. You know what
so
I mean?
So you think that they would? It would be like
I
they just upscale
to,
the production of AAA.
That's what I'm hope. I guess that's what I'm hoping.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to wait and see. Maybe it will be great. Like,
no, I get
because
it. You're going off your gut.
With my,
that's all you can
like,
do.
I know how I brought up the British wrestling scene and how they kind of ruined it. But that was when the WWE, or that was when Vince McMahon was still running WWE.
Well,
so maybe
like
Triple H isn't going to do that.
It's the same way that everything was territories. And then Vince McMahon said, fuck that.
I know. That's what
I'm
going to
get
like
cable. So now they're
mm-hmm.
just doing it. Instead of doing it in America, they're just doing it in all the countries.
Yeah, which I hate. I don't like it.
Yeah, but, yeah. It's all, there's
we'll
always going to be something else.
We'll see what happens.
They're never going to be the only wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Even
when
WCW went away, I'm not even talking TNA popping up, but there's always options.
Yeah, but it's just
harder. And it's easier now, though.
Yeah, I know, because of the internet.
In the independent wrestling TV, like you can get what you want.
Yeah.
But I want WWE right now because they're firing on all cylinders.
I love double, double E.
I do.
I love double, double E.
Hell yeah. But I get
rude
that.
And...
I mean,
is that Sammy Daddy?
Yes.
Get out of the ring, nerd!
What?
We gotta
relabel these.
Yeah, that one doesn't. That's not what that was. But anyways,
so whatever.
That so, but Vikingo and
kicked him in the head.
He kicked him in the head.
He was ringside for the match, and Grande Americano got in his face, and I thought he kicked him in the head.
Really? I didn't know that. So I figured, I knew they had some kind of altercation because I heard about it, but I didn't.
Kick him in the head. He'd roll back in the ring. Phoenix would do the thing where he knees him. They called it a pile driver. I guess I never thought of it as a pile driver before, though. But you know what I'm talking about? That where he hold. Do you remember that move where he killed John Moxley and then did it again?
Oh yeah.
Where he knees him and then does it.
Yeah.
So they called that a pile driver. It's, I guess, kind it is. Of a pile it's like driver. A sideways,
yeah,
tombstone.
Yeah. It's kind of like.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. But I like that move. It's. But yeah. So. I think I was seeing a clip of Raw maybe, and Michael Cole called a 450 splash a shooting star, or maybe that was from WrestleMania.
Maybe.
Whatever. Anyways.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he'll do that. Next match. They didn't. I think the only thing that happened on Raw was they did like a promo package video for Grande Americano.
Okay.
Phoenix is SmackDown. They're keeping him and Penta separate for now, and I think that's good. Yeah, they'll get together.
Yeah, sure, for sure. I think it's good too. You gotta keep them separated.
That's what I said. Tiffany Stratton beat Charlotte Flair to keep her belt. First person of the night to keep her belt. The other three belts changed.
Wow, I heard that like something happened to her teeth.
It looked like she chipped a tooth. Okay, but I think it was just blood or something, because her teeth were fine right after, and I think it. I don't know, okay. But I think it's like impossible for them to fix it.
You know, that would have been a cool way to bring in Dr. Britt Baker into WWE.
She should.
Yeah.
They missed it. They should have planned this better.
It's toothy time.
Oh, well, there's always SmackDown. Yeah. They didn't do anything on Raw. But no, I thought it was a good match. Tiffany had like bruises, like, you know, the stuff you normally don't see. She had bruises and some blood. It looked like her tooth was chipped, whatever. So like that was definitely the match to make it like it's been Tiffy time, but that's the official like Big Ben sized clock saying Tiffy time.
Right on.
So I'm all for it. Charlotte didn't need the win. It's not a big deal. She'll get her next championship at some point. I'm not worried about it.
Right.
So that leads us with our main event.
Okay.
And you know what the main event is.
It's CM Punk versus Roman Reigns. Mm-hmm. Versus Seth Rollins, and the winner of the match gets to have Paul Heyman.
It technically
for the rest of the night.
It kind of worked out like that.
They get one night with Paul Heyman.
It worked out even longer.
Yeah. So
Seth
give us the
Rollins won.
Okay.
Just to give you the quick.
Clean.
No. If anything but. So it was a great match. It was fun. Those three guys.
I heard it was very good.
You can feel how you feel about any of them, and we do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one in specific. Well, actually, two for me now.
Oh, yeah, we can talk about that later. Yeah.
For different reasons. Say?
Oh, so it gets to a point, Roman and CM Punk are, Seth's over on the other side, Roman and CM Punk, they're all down, and Paul Heyman goes and gets a steel chair, and he walks over with it, but who's he going to give it to?
Obviously, CM Punk.
He looks at Roman. Well, he's only in his corner. Roman's still his tribal chief.
Okay.
So he looks at Roman and CM Punk and Roman and CM Punk.
I don't know. I heard there's a new tribal chief.
I don't know.
Donald J. Trump.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. He got an Alafala or whatever that was.
Ulafala?
He got one of those.
Really?
And they called him the tribal chief.
Who did?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's
some guy. Look it up.
So Paul Heyman's looking back and forth. He gives the chair to CM Punk and he gets in the ring. And CM Punk lifts up the chair above his head to hit Roman Reigns. Paul Heyman low blows him.
Right in the dick and balls?
Dick and balls.
Right in the peppers?
Right in the peppers. So he drops the chair and Roman picks up the chair. I think maybe Roman hit CM Punk with the chair. I don't remember. And then Paul Heyman said, get your revenge. Finally get your revenge on Seth Rollins for all those years of abuse. And when he goes over to hit Seth Rollins with the chair, he low blows Roman Reigns. So everybody's on the ground because they got hit in the cock and balls and they're hurt, except for Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins puts out his hand and Paul Heyman gives him the chair. And then it proceeds to be Seth Rollins winning after that with Paul Heyman.
Dang.
And they left.
You remember when Seth Rollins had that leaked dick pic?
Kinda.
Maybe that's why fucking Paul Heyman went with him. He was like, yo, I'm going to hit these other guys and their dicks and balls.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to hit you in your dick and balls because I know it will hurt my hand.
Is that what he said? Is he on record?
He's on record saying this. Yeah, he said it to Chris Van Vliet.
I should have thought about that.
Yeah, he said it on the Pat McAfee show.
Well, I was going to say he actually was on McAfee. And yeah. I was going to bring up, he kept it going good, though, because he said, you know, CM Punk's supposed to be my best friend. What kind of best friend puts me in a spot like that? That he put me in.
He's true.
And he said Roman Reigns is supposed to be my tribal chief, but he embarrassed me on TV when he shoved me, he like shoved him down like by his face.
Yeah.
On but Raw
Seth Rollins, he never did anything.
Like, but Seth Rollins only threatened to stop me. He never stopped me. Because he did that like a week before, 2 weeks before.
I heard something about it.
He did like the stomp thing, but he stopped right in front of him and he said, "Now you owe me a favor." But it's more than a favor because they're friends.
Yeah.
So they came out on Raw to like gloat and be mean.
Bastards.
And they were interrupted by CM Punk. And he came out and he was just like taping his hand, like with fighting.
Yeah, and he was like pulling out a Sharpie so he could write that.
And then he wrote that. Yeah. 1 minute.
Yeah.
And then he did the thing with the sand and the watch. He didn't do that because it wasn't time. So he came in to fight CM Punk or to fight Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Seth Rollins, I think all that, maybe Paul Heyman did something. I can't remember. But Seth Rollins gets one up on him and curb stomps him. So he just kind of stands there and celebrates again. Then Roman Reigns comes out and takes out Seth Rollins. And I want to say he Superman punched Paul Heyman, but I really can't remember.
Oh, wow.
And then he got in the corner and lined him up for Paul Heyman. Lined up. Roman Reigns is lining up Paul Heyman for a spear to kill that son of a bitch. And then Roman Reigns gets speared by Braun Breaker. He's with them, too.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's how Monday Night Raw ended. Can you believe it?
Well, I actually saw this clip. And you know what I think was the best part about it?
Braun Breaker's
hoodie. I think Braun Breaker was in the ring, and it looked like he was going to spear Seth because of the way they had the camera.
I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot. That was like the best shot they've ever done of anything.
It was ingenious.
That was the greatest.
You know who would have never done that?
Vince? Kevin Dunn.
Yeah.
I was going to say
Happily
Kevin
named
Kelly.
Because he is done.
I was going to say Kevin Kelly, but that was not him.
He wouldn't have done it either, dude.
No, that was...
That was genius.
Deserves...
Yeah.
What do you get for TV? Emmys?
Yeah.
That shot should get an Emmy.
Yeah, it deserves
because
it.
That was the best thing.
Yeah,
that was great. I'm glad you saw that because I totally forgot.
I was like, damn, that was pretty fucking cool.
Because I'm like, oh, wow, Braun Breaker's with them. That's crazy.
And then like, they didn't have but Roman Reigns in the shot.
The way they had that shot, I was like, holy shit, he's about to hit him. Oh, like, I don't know.
It looked like he was going to spear Seth, and then you're like, wait, what? Oh, my God. And then Seth hugs him, and both of them are shirtless.
So good for him.
Yeah.
Good for Braun.
Because of them being shirtless, too.
I mean, for God's sakes, I came!
Because I'm going to stretch his ass like it's never been stretched before.
We got to mark these better.
Yeah, I didn't even mean to hit that one, but you know what?
It works. So that was the end. The Braun Breaker, Seth Rollins, Paul Heyman friendship was the end of Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But that triple threat was also the end of night one. And that I would say probably that was the match of that night.
Do you think that
would be that triple threat?
So was night one the better of the nights for you, or?
Oh, no, night two. I had so much fun with night two.
Really?
Yeah.
Right on.
I'll tell you why.
Tell me.
First match, Io Sky successfully defended her belt against Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley.
I heard it was one of the best matches in WrestleMania history.
That might have been, that was probably the best match of the weekend.
I did see a clip of it.
It's not my match of the week. But it was the match of the weekend.
Hell yeah.
I know if that doesn't make sense, but you'll find out why. The finishing, I mean, the whole match was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, you should watch it if you get a chance.
Okay.
But the finishing sequence, the way I said it in the video I put up on my social media is at Sammy Daddy on social media.
It's also on the Wrestle Cream.
In the
is
Wrestle
that
Cream.
Sammy Daddy?
Yes.
Wrestle Cream bullshit. Shit.
It's on both of those. Was the ending, it felt like it was 5 minutes, but it also felt like it was 1 second at the same time. Like, it felt like it kept going, not in a bad way, but it was like that too. Because one of those, oh, she's got her set up for the finish. Oh, Bianca got out of it. Oh, now Rhea's in her finisher. Oh, she got out of it. And they did the, like, you know, good reversals and stuff. And then Bianca, I think what happened was Bianca hit the finisher.
Yeah, it's the
KOD.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's pinning Rhea, 1-2. Io Sky does a moonsault on top of both of them, pins Bianca to win.
Right on.
That was like the last couple seconds, but it was awesome.
Yeah, and it seems like it was a good match from what I hear. And
it was the best match, I would say.
Of the whole weekend or of that night?
Of both. Of that night and the weekend.
That's pretty sick, man.
Your two triple threats were probably the best two.
And if JR was on commentary, he would have just been talking about how interesting it is that women are wrestling now.
For a female, all-female triple threat match.
Beautiful, beautiful wrestling. Beautiful.
Wrestling.
Beautiful bar.
Damn it.
All right. But no.
Fucking JR. Anyways, so then.
It was great.
Did they have any kind of a recap the next night?
I don't think Bianca was on Raw. Unless I missed it, like I said. Io came out to just kind of celebrate. And she just seemed so happy. And like was saying what a big, like, she's like, that's what I was meant to do. Like, that was like a big moment. So you're just like happy for her. Guess who fucking, do you know? Mm-mm. Do you know who interrupts her? Oh, yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You don't know about her match? On Raw?
No.
You know who interrupts her? NXT Women's Champion Stephanie Vaquer. Did you know?
No. That's pretty cool.
I was shocked.
Dang. Did the crowd pop?
Oh, yeah. That's well, I mean, that's the crowd to do it for.
Yeah, for sure.
And they chant, what is La Primera?
Yeah.
They were chanting it for, like, I think she said it, but they were chanting it.
That's sick. So this is her first time on Raw and SmackDown?
As far as that's cool for her. So she's like, hey, I'm the best. I want to fight the best of the best. You're the best, blah, blah, blah. You know, one of those kind of deals.
It's pretty cool because last April is when I first saw her.
That's when you
I was at that New Japan show.
Oh, I saw her.
And I was like, this girl is super cool. Like, she fucking stands out. And she was great. And now, who would have thought, a year later, she's going to be on Raw.
I already told you a couple weeks ago.
Holding two belts.
She's going to win one belt. She gave away the other one.
Oh, okay. Which one?
The North American.
It would have been weird. She was like,
I'd rather be the North American champion.
That's my favorite content.
I told you a couple weeks ago, she's going to win the Royal Rumble. The next Royal Rumble.
You think?
100%.
Yeah, I could see it.
If I could gamble on
it. She's a rising star.
Risen.
Yeah.
She goes, I want to fight you. And Io says, I accept. Let's do it right now. And then Adam Pearce goes, ladies, hold on. I don't know if Las Vegas wants to see this. You guys want to see this match?
That's fine.
And they go, yeah.
That sounds like Las Vegas.
So they fucking fought. They had a match last night. Io Sky and Stephanie Vaquer.
So Io Sky won? Or was there shenanigans?
Nobody won.
Oh, was it
Well, the fans won. Awesome. Up until the shenanigans I'm about to tell you, that could be my match of the week.
Did she do that thing where she puts...
With her butt?
Yeah.
Of course she did.
She's got it.
I actually just watched a video before I came in where she was on some podcast and they asked about it. And she said, what's his name? Matt Bloom?
Mm-hmm.
Is that A-Train?
Yeah.
Yeah. The trainer down there, they asked if that move has a name. And she said, well, he calls it the devil's kiss.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
And I thought, and they asked her, they're like, okay, that's cool. We get that. Like, she's like, but if somebody comes up with a different name, who knows? They go, well, do you like that? And then she goes, yeah, I like that name. They're like, okay.
I think you're going to be like, she said that Matt Bloom was like, hey, do that move to me.
Yeah. Let's practice.
Yeah.
One more rep.
Maybe on like a mattress, though, because this hurts.
Because like Booker T goes crazy.
Does he?
T's going to have a heart attack.
What does he do?
Booker T goes so crazy that after she does that move, they chant Booker T.
That's hilarious.
Because he just goes, oh, baby. Woo! You gotta watch it. It's on tonight.
He goes,
oh, she's fighting. She's defending the belt tonight against somebody.
Oh, really?
Probably. I'm pretty sure she is. I thought that's what they said. But so she fought Saturday in a four-way and won. Fought Io, ended in no contest, I believe, was the technical finish. Because out of nowhere, Roxanne Perez and Julia show up.
Those dicks.
From NXT.
Oh, wow. That's an NXT invasion.
To a point, yeah. So I think Roxanne Perez showed up first, then Julia. Because I was like, I actually had the thought, like, one Io and... Like, we can't have a winner in this match.
Right.
And I'm like, well, Julia just came back. But I'm like, unless they're going full-blown Julia's a bad guy, I don't think it's going to happen. Well, they did.
Oh, shit.
So Roxanne Perez and Julia interfered and were beating the shit out of both of them. And then Rhea Ripley came out and made the save.
Oh, that's cool.
And she looked really cool because she had her one eye, like, with her makeup. But then her other eye was a black eye, so it didn't have any makeup. So it looked kind of cool.
That sounds interesting.
But, yeah, and I think she handed... I think Stephanie got out of there, and she handed Io the belt, and like, out of respect, but like, hey, I'm coming for that,
yeah,
or whatever. So that was cool. It was an awesome match. It was great.
Good.
You want to know the next match for WrestleMania, though?
You bet.
Let's go back a day. Drew McIntyre beat Damian Priest in a Sin City street fight.
Right on, man.
I mean, it's not a AEW hardcore match, but for a WWE hardcore match, I thought it was great.
Good.
There was tables and weapons, and Drew McIntyre took a selfie. He made his brother come out of the, Or did he go to his brother? He went to his brother and got a camera and took a selfie during the match.
That's cool.
He's firing in all the cylinders. He's the best.
Was there blood?
Minimal, if there was.
And Drew McIntyre won, right?
Blood, Drew McIntyre won. I think any blood at all for the whole weekend was unintentional. They didn't play into that at all. And honestly, I didn't really think about it, but they didn't need it.
Yeah. I mean...
I don't think there was any. If there was like a little bit. Like Tiffany was... Stratton was bleeding.
I guess that. Yeah, that makes sense. Did they do anything on Raw?
Nope, they're SmackDown boys.
No, they are? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drew went over in the transfer. I think they both went over in the transfer window or something. Oh, right. Or a draft or something.
Yeah, I guess because, like, oh, okay, the draft. I see.
I don't know.
Because I remember, like, you know, Punk was feuding with Drew for all that time. And then also Damian Priest was the one ended, who lost the title. I guess that makes sense. It was before the draft, though.
I think. I don't remember. I could be making that up. Anyway, here's. You're going to know what I think about this. Dominic Mysterio won the Intercontinental Championship from Braun Breaker. Over Penta and Finn Balor as well in their fatal four-way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty much, if you go, did you watch my prediction video for that?
Yeah.
I almost nailed it. Because I think Finn Balor does a coup de grace.
He does.
On somebody. Maybe it was on Penta?
It
had to be on Penta.
I think he did it on Ron Breaker, didn't he?
Did he pin Breaker? I don't think he pinned Breaker.
I think he pinned Breaker and then...
maybe that's what it was.
Because I saw this clip. Yeah.
Okay, so he pinned him, and then Dominic frog splashed on the top, and then pinned Finn Balor,
which
is like almost I had like 99%.
Yeah,
of that. I was proud of myself.
It was the pretty much though the same finish as the Io Sky match,
to a point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not as like.
But this one had four people.
Yeah, and they were men. That one was women.
Well, yeah. So there's more men.
And also, that was a retaining of the title, and this was someone winning a title.
Yeah.
So
but still, no, I get it. It was a very
so the crowd
ending.
Was like really behind Dominic. I understand.
Oh, Dominic! I wrote Dom is king.
He wasn't
as,
dirty.
As
Dom
much as they, how much? And then I'm sure we talked about it, but how loudly they booed him and he couldn't get a word out was how loudly they cheered him this time. It was awesome.
And then like I heard people saying that like you know he walked up the ramp and then someone probably told him, "Hey, go back out there."
I just saw somebody's like fan video and you can see the cameraman telling him he was like halfway up the ramp. There was two times on night two that I, and it's, I'm a mark and that's fine and I'm cool with that. But like, I got like goosebumps.
Oh yeah.
And this was the time when he was halfway down up the ramp, then they said, go back. And he sprints to the ring and gets in there and goes on the corner and puts the belt up. Even right now, it was the coolest thing ever, man.
He
ate it up.
Yeah.
You could tell he was like,
yeah,
he was like, he wasn't like mean mugging, but, and he wasn't like, super smiling, but you could tell he was.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
I mean, plus, like, I think it's super nice of them to, like, let him go have that moment.
Yeah, they're like, go do it. Like, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they thought the reaction would be. Like, I have to think they thought it would be positive, but that was, like, I don't know. You know I like Dominic.
Yeah, everybody likes Dominic. But you more than awesome. Most, I think. You're a big Dominic boy.
Oh, big Dominic boy.
I call him Dominators.
I call him DBs. Dumpster baby.
Yeah.
There was a cool spot that I did want. I mean, the whole match was good. It's Penta, Braun Breaker, Finn Balor, Dominic. It's going to be good. There's a spot where, I don't even remember how, but Carlito ended up on one table and Braun Breaker was on the other table and he ran from one table and speared him through the other table.
That's cool.
So that was like the announce table.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was really sweet. I like that. And then, well, you know what happened with Braun Breaker on Raw.
Yeah.
We already went over that.
He took his shirt off. That.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But they teased a little. You're telling me. They teased the tension with the Judgment Day, but Finn Balor said what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So I don't know what he's alluding to.
We know what that means.
I don't.
We know what that means.
Oh, we do? Yeah. Is it what I think? We're going
to
get that.
He clambered back to his old friends and decided to come.
That really works in that situation, too, because he did. But yeah, so Finn was kind of mad, but everything went fine. They all hung out. That was the main event match. Dominic versus Penta for the belt. I think it had to be for the belt. Dominic pinned Penta, but it's because JD McDonagh came back.
Oh, remember? I didn't know he was gone.
Well, actually, the last time he was there, we talked about it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Remember when he died?
I forgot about that.
Moonsault or whatever, uh-huh. and cracked a rib and broke his big head.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so he returned. Maybe Carlito or somebody distracted the referee. He came in and hit Penta, and Dominic did whatever. So, and it looked as if Finn Balor was not aware he was coming back. Like, pleasantly surprised, but still like, you know, the whole Judgment Day thing is there's not supposed to be a leader, but I think Finn feels like he is.
Yeah.
It certainly isn't Carlito. Let's put it that way. And we're going to leave it that way.
We got no choice.
Next? Oh, you know what happened here. Randy Orton versus a mystery opponent.
Yeah.
And that mystery
Hell yeah, man. It wasn't Rusev.
Was not Rusev.
And it wasn't Aleister Black.
A lot of people thought that. And some people thought Nick Aldis.
Yes.
Not a lot of people thought Joe Hendry, though.
I didn't.
So somebody said his name because he appeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then he proceeded to
lose in under 5 minutes. And then get an additional RKO after the match.
And I think everything was fine. But Randy Orton did the thing. Like Randy Orton doing the Joe Hendry turn.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, after he RKO'd him, he's like, and he did it, and then he turned around and did his pose, and like, I don't know.
I mean, dude.
I saw some people complain.
Because I saw people also complain about like Rey Fénix, like why didn't they just make it Dragon Lee or something?
Rey Fénix had to be on WrestleMania.
Yeah, and also, not only did he get to be on WrestleMania, he got to fucking get the WrestleMania payday.
Yeah.
I mean, and same with fucking Joe Hendry.
I got to see Pentagon Jr. Yeah. I know his name's different now, but whatever.
But I know what you
mean. But I got to see Pentagon Jr. and Fénix on fucking WrestleMania.
Right.
That's the coolest thing.
And not even as a tag team.
No, in separate matches. They both did fine. So
every good boy does fine.
It deserves fudge. Back it up.
I mean, for God's sakes.
I deserve fudge.
Because you're a good boy.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful boy.
No, good boy.
Okay.
But no, yeah, I saw people complaining because they're like, well, it's the TNA world champion and da-da-da-da. If, let's just say it was in TNA and Randy Orton's fighting Joe Hendry, who's going to win? Randy Orton's better than Joe Hendry. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah. But then he would be TNA champion.
And he should be right now, personally, in my opinion, but that's different. Yeah.
So then did Joe Hendry, what did he do on Raw the next night?
He came out and he said, was that a mistake. Yeah. Don't say my name. Stop saying my name.
Guys, fucking knock it off. But I guess we could get to the Randy Orton.
You know what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I saw it on Instagram.
He came out of nowhere and RKO'd John Cena.
Wait, we didn't even talk about the main event. Why would he do that? We don't know yet.
Oh.
If we're on pins and needles here.
Why did he do that?
Yeah.
We'll find out later.
I love WWE.
I didn't even mean to hit both, but I'm glad I did.
What happened next? Oh, your buddy Logan Paul defeated your buddy AJ Styles.
Now, because you called them both my buddy, and one of them I do like.
I'm just trying to...
It makes it seem like I either like both of them or I don't like both of them. I like AJ Styles. Logan Paul, every single day I wake up, I check my phone to see if he's dead. And when I find out he isn't, it's a bummer. Well. It ruins my day.
He's doing well. Real well. He had a fucking drone.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I was so confused because he had this weird camera that he was walking out with. And then he let go of it and it just stayed there. And I'm like, how the fuck did they do that? And then it flew away and I realized it was a drone.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was cool.
So on Saturday, I went to a concert, a little band called Joywave, okay? They had an opening band called, what was it called? Something Image. I wish I could say, I gotta fight. I don't want to do them dirty.
Image?
They're a good band. They were really good. I actually, I fucking fell in love with this band. They're really nice.
Image is Dragons. Do you like Imagine Dragons?
No.
Oh.
But I don't hate people who do. Little Image.
Little Image?
Yeah. It's the name of the band. Anyhow, so they had this part where they, because, you know, I was pretty close, and it was at...
House of Blues.
No, it was at...
Agora.
The Roxy.
Oh, at Mayhall's.
Yeah.
Seen wrestling there once.
Yeah, you did.
Met Marion Fontaine.
When I was in there, I was like, exactly. And that's how we got the whole little deal we got.
Yeah, that's how we got our partnership.
But yeah, so I went to the Roxy. It was a good time.
It's a good place.
We went to the fucking
Roxy. Bowling.
Mayhall's has like a little restaurant type of thing inside, and they have delicious vegan food in there.
Oh, that little
yeah, yeah.
In the cut,
yeah.
I found out what that meant.
And they got very crispy fries too. But anyhow.
Yeah.
So this band, Little Image.
Yeah.
There's a part where they had like, I thought this guy was holding a drone, and I was like, this is a small room for this, man.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
Don't do that in here, Little Image. This is a little room.
Yeah, you're telling me.
And then it wasn't a drone. It was like some weird looking drums, and he was just putting them into the audience. And then he was playing the drums like with people in the crowd holding on.
That probably sucked for the people holding it.
Probably, but it was cool.
It is a cool image.
It was a cool little image there.
I didn't even mean that.
It was great. And that's drummer. Good. The drummer of this band.
Are we talking about Little Image?
Yeah. Okay. Best drummer I've ever heard live in my life. I was like, holy shit. Is this Neil Peart?
Was it?
No, he's dead.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean he can't drum.
Rest in peace.
It doesn't mean he can't drum anymore.
Yeah, actually, I don't know if he's dead, Neil Peart.
I didn't think he was, but now I think he is.
Yeah.
We'll find out tomorrow. Somebody not dead, though. Logan Paul.
Creamers?
Winner.
Comment below, is Neil Peart dead?
We need to know.
Yeah.
We'll check the comments. But like I was saying, somebody not dead is Logan Paul. And he's riding
high. Sadly, yeah.
Because he beat AJ Styles.
Yeah.
Oh, Karrion Kross showed up. Did you watch that promo I sent you?
You sent me a promo?
Of post-WrestleMania or after with Sam Roberts and somebody.
Killer, you sent me this on Instagram or did you send me this in a text?
In a text message. Killer Kross went off. He's not happy.
About what?
I mean, I'm sure there's truth behind it, but everybody thinks it's like a shoot.
Oh.
I sent it to you.
Are you sure?
No. I can look, though.
Is this Threads thing?
Yeah, Threads. Have you heard of it?
I thought you said something after,
and then I made a meme that I sent you.
You sent me this thing on Threads, and then you said, never mind, Instagram blocked that video, so I just didn't open it.
Oh, no, I meant the...
I didn't watch this, but
Watch it later because he goes off and it's great. And then I saw another clip at the end of it that I'll show you when I find that.
Okay.
Anyway, he came out because he's been trying to tell AJ Styles, you got to beat this guy, like by any means necessary.
Yeah.
Like
Malcolm X.
Is that what he said?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he was quoting him. I don't know.
He's a big Malcolm X guy.
But so he told him, like, you can't let this punk, like, this is our livelihood. He just shows up, one of those deals.
Yeah.
So one of Logan Paul's guys was going to interfere, and then Killer Kross took him out and took the brass knuckles and gave him to AJ, and AJ said, I'm not going to do that. And then it made him lose. So he should have done that. That was Killer Kross.
Is that the point. That sounds like the story of the night.
I'm not going to do that?
Yeah, and then you lose because of it.
Who else did that?
Oh.
Did I say that?
No, but I heard about it. Cody Rhodes.
Oh, he doesn't count.
No?
No. So what happened? He lost. Oh, and the only thing on Raw that I thought I saw was they talked to AJ, and he's like, I did lose, but I'm going to try again next time.
Yeah, he was like...
And then Killer Kross showed up again and said, what's wrong with you, Alan?
He called him that?
I think he's been calling him Alan during this.
Interesting.
Definitely in the shoot thing. Well, I don't think it's a shoot, personally, but whatever.
People are calling it that.
People are... stupid, because in the middle of it he's literally continuing their storyline.
Yeah,
if he was really mad, do you think he's gonna sit there and be like, Alan wouldn't do what he was supposed to do to help the boys?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Alan had to do everything the right way, but sometimes the right way he's doing things the wrong way.
Yeah,
and it's like, all right, he wouldn't be doing whatever.
When you think of Alan's, do you
The Hangover?
I think of the dad from Boy Meets World.
Oh, that's a good one.
But then I think about how that guy ends up being a bad dad in American History X.
Alan?
Yeah. Have you seen that motion picture?
Not in a while, but I forgot he was the dad.
He's a racist.
And most of them are in that movie.
Most of the dads?
Just people. If I'm remembering correctly.
You are. That's the whole movie. That's one of the best movies, man. I think so.
It's, yeah.
It's been a while. You watch it and you're like, damn, man, this movie is from 25 years ago and it's fucking still relevant.
It's more than 25 years, I'd say.
35.
What year is it?
It's 2025. The year of our Lord.
Lives. So 25 years ago, that came out way before 2000. I bet you it came out in like 96.
No.
Yeah.
Get out of town.
Look it up.
It's in black and white.
Well, it's like The Wizard of Oz.
Probably like 50 years old.
Isn't there color at some point?
Yeah, there's whenever the flat. It's only the.
Yeah,
flashbacks.
Like The Wizard of Oz. You ever heard of The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, of course.
That came out many
1998.
Years ago. I was closer.
Dang. Actually, all right, my bad.
Well, you said 2000. I said 96. So
it was actually tied. Yeah.
That's cool.
But I went over.
What month? Oh, yeah. Price is Right rules.
Yeah. So you win.
Yeah, I know. Just like Logan Paul. Sorry. Had to do it one more time. AJ Styles told Killer Cross to fuck off. And Killer Cross said, maybe I will.
Maybe I'll fuck off you, he says.
I think that's what he said.
Dang.
So maybe Killer Cross is going to get to wrestle finally on TV.
That'd be neat.
It was supposed. This next one was supposed to be Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez defending their women's tag team championships against Lyra Valkyria and Bayley.
Okay.
But Bayley was attacked.
That sucks.
We don't know by who. Mm. So I don't know. I feel like they just did this, though, with Jade, where Jade got attacked and we didn't know who, and somebody stepped in for the tag team. Whatever.
It's a dangerous fucking work environment, man.
Remember that? Who was saying that? They did the whole, like, this is an unsafe working
I definitely got it from something. I can't think this of what it is either.
I feel like it's a Kevin Owens thing, but I think they've done that
story sounds
before.
Like it would be a Kevin Owens thing.
Or, like, the referees went on strike once.
That's funny.
It was unsafe. Anyway. So the mystery partner for Lyra Valkyria was Becky Lynch, a returning Becky Lynch. And they won, which I was surprised about. I thought Liv and Raquel would win. When it was Lyra and Bayley, I thought they would win. Yeah. When it was Lyra and Mystery, I thought they would win. And even with Becky. And you're not gonna know this happened, but they had a rematch last night on Raw. And they fucking won the belts back.
Liv
and
serious?
Raquel won the belts back last night.
What the fuck?
And Becky turned on Lyra.
Seriously?
Yeah, and she mentored her because they're from the same island.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
What a weird thing.
Yeah, I thought it was strange to just do it that way. But I guess it would have been weird to have Becky... I feel like you could have accomplished the same thing. If Becky is the mystery partner, they lose and she turns on her at Mania.
Yeah, but they want her to win her big comeback match, I guess.
Yes, but if you're going to have her turn on her, wouldn't it be a bigger deal at WrestleMania?
It would be a bigger shock the next day.
It was.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what
I think it was the right call, but it's just crazy and
weird.
I was
surprised
I would definitely not see that coming.
I mean, I'm all right. I'm not mad about it. I just kind of was like, oh, no shit.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. So we'll see where that goes. I guess Becky will... fight Lyra for the Women's Intercontinental Championship.
Oh, is that what, does she have that belt?
Lyra does.
Oh, I didn't know.
She had two
that.
Belts for it.
Ah, she was Becky Two Belts.
Yeah, except she was, yeah, I got nothing for Lyra. Double Lyra, Elvira.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they called
that
her.
That was a good one.
That's why they took the belts off her. They said, we can't come up with a good nickname.
I would do the same thing if I was
so, the only thing left is the main event. I think you already know what happened. John Cena ruined wrestling.
That's what he says.
That's what he says he's going to do, though.
I heard about that.
It's self-admitted. So he beat Cody Rhodes.
I heard, like, Travis Scott took forever to get down to the ring.
It's a long ramp.
People thought The Rock was going to show up, and then he didn't.
People did, and he did not. I when Travis Scott came, I didn't know if The Rock would be there.
Uh-huh.
And then Travis Scott came out, and I'm like, all right, well, it can't just be Travis Scott. The Rock's got to come out next.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And it was just Travis Scott and Cody... Did Cody crossroads him? Pretty sure.
I think he might have.
He did something. I thought it was the crossroads.
I didn't see it, but I heard that he got his Triple H or something saying it.
Yeah.
It
was a slow match.
Did you see the pictures of the shirts from that they were selling at one of these WWE events over the weekend that said, finally The Rock has come back to Las Vegas?
Really?
So, like, of course they thought that.
Oh, my God. That's not cool.
No.
It was a new one?
Yeah, man, I'll show it to you.
I'm just making, just because I know they sold those for.
Because I screenshotted it earlier.
They sold those years ago.
Uh huh. See where this little shit is.
So I don't know.
Where are you at, little shit?
But yeah, so John Cena won. His entrance was really cool. It was literally, and I think this is his entrance going forward because I think he used it last night. All the screens are black, and they just say John Cena in a boring white.
Oh, font. Yeah, I see.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's perfect. And he won and ruined wrestling. Yeah, Cody wouldn't. What did he have the chance to do? Hit him with the belt or kick him in the balls or something? And he didn't take it.
I think he was supposed to hit him with the belt.
Yeah, it was the belt. And he lost. And that's it, John Cena. It was a slow match, but I feel like. So, as we talked about already off air, that everybody says it's either the worst match ever or it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's somewhere in the middle because it was. Kind of slow and boring, but that's what, story-wise, that's what John Cena is going to do. He doesn't want to entertain you.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to make you cheer.
Right, and he's always been boring.
Well, come on.
In the ring.
He can do a springboard stunner. Can you?
Probably.
Yeah, maybe.
He does some very sloppy Hurricane Runas once in a while.
Yeah, those are fun.
Cody is also not like that exciting in the ring. He's just
a storyline guy.
Yeah, and he's like an aura guy.
Yeah. Oh, his mask was sweet. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. The Iron Man.
Like Iron Man. Because I'm like, oh, he did the same thing. Yeah. It's just gold.
And this time I was like,
but then it went, and I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do?
And then he fucking shot repulsor rays.
Wait, and then he did the weird Iron Man pose to the ring and flew.
That would have been cute.
Next year.
So then Cena's the new WWE champion. The next night on Raw.
So you saw this. He came out. Did you see it? What he did?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I didn't see it. I saw pictures.
Okay, he came out and same shtick he's been doing for the last however many, the last month or two now. But he put up his countdown of dates. Because he's like, I had 35 or whatever it was for the year, and I was at Elimination Chamber.
That's a good heel thing to do.
I was here. So we're at 27. And he's like, that's not 27 matches. That's 27 appearances. So I'm going to do this 27 more times, and then I'm taking the belt and I'm going home. Because he's the last real world champion. And he explained it actually, he was on McAfee, too, the same day as Paul Heyman. So I tried to watch both. I think I saw all of them. And he explained that, he goes, I know there's going to be another Raw, or there's going to be another wrestling show, or this isn't going to just stop. But I'm taking this belt. I'm taking everything that it's ever represented and anyone that's ever held it. And I'm taking it home, and they can start over fresh without me. I can't argue with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he finished talking, fucking Randy Orton showed up out of nowhere and RKO'd him. It was awesome.
Yeah, and then, I guess Backlash is in St. Louis.
I wrote that down. Backlash is in St. Louis. That's where Randy Orton's from.
Yeah, the city that he lives in.
Yeah, we live in Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's not where Backlash is.
No, it wouldn't be here.
So, Cena and Orton one more time. Give me it.
Yeah, one more time.
Why not? Let's do it. Because it's weird. I mean,
Cena Punk?
Obviously, I'm sorry.
I think they'll do it.
One time Michael Cole called him Seaman Punk. He was like, Seaman, CM Punk.
Dang, man, we got to put that in the drops.
You'll find it. I'll find it for you. It's not hard to just look up Seaman.
I'm going
to
look.
And it'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, I bookmarked the Google
search. I get Google alerts. Yeah, I get Google the Google emails.
Seaman Punk.
Careful.
Yeah, I went on YouTube and I typed in Seaman Punk and none of this is what we're talking about. There's Seaman, and then there's a bunch of other language.
There's going to be a bunch of G.G. Allen videos.
That's exactly what it is.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. What a perv, dude. Michael Cole is fucking so horny. It's weird.
So, that's WrestleMania and the Raw after.
Yeah.
And that was Seaman.
So, you sure watched a lot of wrestling.
Oh, man, I loved it. I loved it.
Good.
It was a wonderful, I'm not saying it's the best WrestleMania ever, but I think it was more towards the top than the bottom for me.
Hell yeah. What is the John Cena quote of the week?
Oh. Rude.
Is that Sammy Daddy?
It is. I think this is appropriate after the weekend's undergoings. I don't know if that's a word. The John Cena quote of the week. Crisis can breed opportunity, but remember to do the research to make sure the opportunity lines up with your values. Be bold and accountable because our choices define who we are.
So, Sammy Daddy, what's your match count for 2025, the year of our lives?
So, I don't think I caught you, but I definitely... You know I made a good jump this weekend with a lot of... And I'm back. WrestleMania rejuvenated me, so I'm going to probably be watching a lot of wrestling.
You're back on your bullshit.
I'm at 282 matches for this year.
Okay. 200 and what now?
282. Like 6 afraid of 7 kind of shit? 282.
Dang.
What are you at?
288.
Wow.
I thought you were going to fucking surpass me, though.
I kind of...
Because this was a time where you have a lot of matches.
I did a little lull. Yeah. Like, we both kind of had that little lull a week or two ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And got back into it a little bit. But I'm like, all right, it's WrestleMania. Just let's take it easy.
Take it easy.
But yeah, so what do you got on me? You got 6?
Yeah.
Well, you Better watch NXT tonight. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, you better watch Dynamite and Collision.
Never heard of them. The best part is I wore my AEW hoodie.
And you wore it in your one of your one of your fucking WrestleMania videos.
I was wearing this?
Yeah.
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 I thought I noticed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yesterday's. Whatever. I like wrestling.
What was your match of the week?
It's all about wrestling.
Yeah, you're allowed.
So I don't want to make this a habit, and I already brought it up, but I did have honorable mentions just because of what a big weekend it was for me.
That's fair. I have an honorable mention as well.
The three-way women's match, Io Sky, Bianca Belair, and Rhea Ripley.
Right on, man.
Was probably the best match of the weekend. The other one I had was the other three-way, the men's match. Probably the best match of that night. But those were the two. I'd say the women's was better than the men's if we're going that way. And then Stephanie Vaquer and Io Sky I had on there as well.
Okay.
Just because of...
Those are honorable mentions?
Those are my honorable mentions. Okay. Because like I told you, I think a lot of times you pick the best match. What was technically the best match or the best story in a match or whatever. I go by my feeling.
That's fair.
And I'm going with the Fatal 4-Way and Dirty Dominic winning. Because those three other matches I said were better matches.
But that made you feel something.
But that one, I told you, I legitimately got goosebumps.
Good.
And I'm like, this is cool.
That's
cool. I'm so happy for Dirty Dom. And
yeah.
He's a piece of shit and I hate him, but I'm happy for him.
Hell yeah.
Oh, the other time I got goosebumps was when Joe Henry came out.
Did you go?
Every time I do it now, it's so
that's
stupid.
Funny. That's funny.
Because The Rock did it. But Joe Henry, but that was not my match of the week.
Yeah. That's a good choice. My match, I have an honorable mention as well.
Give me it.
My honorable mention is Athena versus Mercedes Moné.
Ooh.
Because it was my best match of the week until Will Ospreay and Konosuke Takeshita, which was my match of the year last year.
Uh-oh.
And I feel like watching this match, I had to make it my match of the week.
We used to do match of the years, too?
Well, in my mind.
Because I don't remember.
In my mind, it was my best. I said it on the show.
I got to write this down.
But.
Match of the year.
I mean, I've watched that last year's.
Yeah.
Dynasty match or Revolution match from them like 10 times because I loved it that much. This match, they had, you didn't watch Dynamite, right?
Not that part.
They didn't have any commercials for this match. So that's it wasn't cool. Like interrupted. So it was just, that's one of the reasons it gets to be my match of the week.
You got to see the whole thing.
Yeah. And and it was really fucking good. And, it might be my match of the year again.
I wish I remember where I saw this because I wanted to bring it up to you because it's a good little talking point. What's that guy? Is it? Am I way out of line if I say Werner Herzog? That's a person, right?
Is he like a director or something?
It's something like he's like a fancy foreign director, right?
Yeah.
So I think he was on Conan's podcast, and I saw a clip.
What is he?
He said he liked wrestling, like to watch wrestling, and he kind of talked down about it, but from a place of love, and he brought up. Something that I think I knew, but I never realized, was he said, like, the wrestling is secondary to the story and mm-hmm. the acting. And he compared it to, like, he pretty much said, like, it's like low-level theater. Mm-hmm. But he compared, like, low-level theater to, like, what the Greeks did and, like, when that stuff first started becoming a thing. But the whole point of me bringing this up and the whole point, or one of the points he brought up is, like, he's like, they don't do commercials during the promos. He's like, they do commercials during the matches because it doesn't matter.
Mm.
Like, that's just part of it. Not that it doesn't matter.
No, I get his point.
I shouldn't say he said
it doesn't
matter.
I mean, they're, of course, way quicker.
But,
it would be weird. It would be hilarious if he was like, once I get you in the middle of the ring, and then we're going to go to a quick commercial break, folks.
Oh, watch this promo in picture in picture.
Yeah, but I get what his point is.
But no, I just thought that was interesting. I never thought of that before.
I think, what was I talking about? I was talking about it as a theater thing yesterday when I was talking to my wife about something.
You said, I'd like to go to the theater. I heard Menopause the Musical's coming. Right?
No, I didn't say that because I don't think it is. But I do like theater. It's fun.
Sorry, I like that you're like, I don't think it is coming.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Do you go to plays?
No. I'm not against it. Like in school.
Yeah.
I saw A Christmas Carol.
The two best plays I ever seen are... what's that one called? There's like a movie and it has Christina Aguilera in it.
Moulin Rouge.
Yes. That's a great fucking play. Very fun. Because they did it. Have you seen that movie?
No.
So like they...
I know the song.
In the movie they sing songs. Like they sing
Lady
pop
Marmalade.
Songs. They don't just sing songs that are from...
Like Glee?
Yeah. But except not, but better. And in this, in the play, they do that too. Got but it. They but they don't do the same songs that the movie does. They do like some updated songs. They did some Beatles.
Oh, that's fun.
It was very fun. And then also, what's that one that I love? It's called The Book of Mormon.
Oh, so like that's one I would like to see.
I know, man. I wish that they made it into a movie. It's very, very good. Very funny.
I'm trying to look up movies by Werner Herzog, but it doesn't matter. How about that fucking name?
That's great. He just sounds like a wrestler.
Werner Herzog.
Is that your room for cream?
Werner Herzog? No. It wasn't going to be. I just wanted to bring up the commercials during matches thing.
Have you found him?
I found him. I just can't think of anything. I didn't recognize anything. No, I can do my room for cream. Are we there?
Hold on. I feel like...
Let me do my room for cream while you're looking
Jack
him up.
Reacher. I haven't seen it.
Well, I think he's an actor in it.
I've heard of it.
He was an actor in Parks and Recreation.
Really?
For an episode. My room for cream is physical media. Okay. Everybody's got to get physical media. It's expensive.
Let's get physical media.
It's not
media.
As straight. That would have been a good cut. I didn't think about that. I know it's more difficult than just streaming stuff. And I'm not saying you shouldn't stream stuff. But there's a lot of things I've wanted to watch recently that aren't on streaming services. Surfaces? They're not. They're just not on streaming surfaces or streaming services.
Really?
And you can't go buy them on Amazon or through Apple or stuff like that. So I just think if you really like something, if it's music, which is hard to do because I don't even think they really make CDs anymore.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of vinyls.
Do you like vinyls or CDs?
I like vinyl because I could sample it onto my MPC.
Okay.
But I don't like it because it's bad for you. Like chemicals are released into the air that you're breathing in when you're playing a record, and then you're not supposed to breathe
that's
in.
That's just the music taking over, baby.
That's true. One time I had, my dad gave me all his old records, you know, and my favorite one.
And you smoked them?
From when I was a kid, yeah. Was The Wall, Pink Floyd The Wall.
Oh.
I like Elton John, but Pink Floyd The Wall.
I just guessed.
I popped it out of the sleeves, whatever, you know, and there was like a bunch of dead silverfish smashed into it. And I was like, ugh. So then I fucking, you know, brushed all that crap off.
And you played it backwards.
I played it, but you could hear like there's more crackle. Wrong. And I'm like, this is the only way you can listen to music through a carcass. You know, if you put, you can't listen to a CD and hear something different because of a dead bug had been on it. But because this dead bug's remains are in the cracks and the grooves of the record,
that's interesting.
It's changing the way that I'm hearing the song. It was fucking weird.
The way they intended.
Yeah, this is what Pink Floyd wanted. They were like, you better be listening to this dead silverfish.
You shouldn't have played it because that's the way they sold them originally.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Oh my God,
don't know
I should have kept it on the dang thing.
Yeah, that's how they sold it. They said, get all these, just smush dead bugs into this for when people
all
play.
All in all, it's just a,
whatever it is,
another
vinyl.
Dead fish.
I'm not
grooves.
Super into it. Like, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I just haven't. But
it's
vinyl,
fun.
I'm thinking like DVDs.
Physical media-wise, it's fun because there's like record day. Or when you go to a record store, it's really fun because like there's other people there. Like there's a record store in Parma, which is a suburb of Cleveland, city that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's inside of a restaurant called Rudy's. You ever heard of
that? I don't even know where
it's
this is.
It's on Pearl Road. Anyways.
That's like forever. That could be anywhere.
So like the record store, I have a sticker of them. I wish I could think of their name. It's like, I don't know. I can't think of their name, but... They have, like, the owner of it, if you go in there, and, you, like, he's cool as hell. Like, I'll be like, oh, man. I'll be like, oh, what you looking for? I'll be like, I kind of want some French disco.
That's what you said?
Yeah. And he's just like, oh.
Did you say this to him?
Yeah. And he's like, oh. And he gives
get the
he,
fuck out
he
of
gets,
my
he
shop.
Gets all the best French disco records, and he's like, this
oh,
one's
wow,
good. And then I'm like.
It must be hard to find two fucking albums.
And then also there's, like, there's this movie from the 70s, I think, called Candy. Have you ever heard of it? It has Ringo Starr in it.
Yeah, okay.
He plays a Mexican.
I don't think I've seen. Well, yeah.
Anyways,
the
soundtrack of the movie is super fucking good.
Okay.
It's like psychedelic and everything. Yeah. And I found the soundtrack of it at that record store for like $20.
That's another thing,
and when I was buying it, the lady was like, "Oh, this is a good record." And I was like, "Sick.
I'll sell it to you for 30, lady."
So it's fun. And I go with my dad, you know, that makes
cool.
That part of
no,
fun.
No, whatever the physical media is, if it's records. Yeah. I mean, you can go with the throwback vibe of records or VHS tapes or fucking reel-to-reel or whatever you want. Or you just go DVDs and Blu-rays and do they still do 4K Ultra DVD thing?
Probably.
Whatever.
I don't see why they'd stop.
Just, it doesn't, if you want to see The Dark Knight, you're probably going to be able to stream it.
Yeah.
I get it. But there's certain movies, I could rattle off a couple movies or TV shows I've wanted to watch over the years where I'm like, I search for it and I can't find it. I find a little trace of it online.
Cocoon 2.
That's out there.
It's not available to stream anywhere.
Tubi. I love
that intro. I said that the other day to my wife. I'm like, this is my favorite little intro to a streaming service.
I go on Tubi just to hear the intro, then I go to Netflix.
Yeah. You're like, all right, I go on there to watch I Shouldn't Be Alive. Have you ever seen that show?
I've seen it before. Not on Tubi. Yeah. Is it the same from the TV?
Yeah.
It's just, okay.
Yeah.
Tubi's got Evolve.
Do they?
WWE Evolve. I didn't realize this. Wednesday. It's like NXT's NXT.
Yeah, that's fair. Also, like, have you ever seen the movie Hero with Jet Li?
Oh yeah, not in a long time though.
So like, I used to own it on DVD, and there's the English dub, and it's one of those ones where it, like, it's so well made that it seems like they're just speaking English.
Yeah.
You can't stream the English dub anywhere. Really? Yeah, and I don't own the DVD anymore, so like, I want to watch that movie, but I don't. I'll watch it with subtitles, I guess, but I would rather watch it with the English dub. Can't.
Yeah, I would prefer that too. But yeah, there's this horror movie called Slashers. I don't know. I'll say like 2000, 2001, 2002 maybe. I remember renting it. I used to rent videos a lot.
Yeah, we all did, I think.
Well, like, because we had a Hollywood Video. You remember that one?
Over there.
And they had like a monthly membership thing, and you could take three. You could rent like one game or three movies. As much as you want.
Yeah, I remember that.
So we did that, and we would literally get three movies and go watch three movies and then go back the next day and get three more movies.
Yeah.
They used to have a dictionary.
I think that's why they went out of business.
We did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a, like a dictionary, encyclopedia.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it'd be encyclopedia. And so if you wanted to see, like, you could look up, like, Al Pacino. Flip to the Al Pacino page. Well, it wasn't a page, but, you know, alphabetically, whatever. And then it would just, like, have every movie he was in.
That's sick.
So, like, that was an actor.
It was like IMDb, but analog.
A physical media version of IMDb. I guess the only problem is when new movies come out. But so I would, like, Al Pacino was one that I liked. That was one of my first, like, favorite actors.
Oh, okay.
So I'd be like, all right, well, I like this Al Pacino fella. He's probably got a future. Let's see if he made any movies.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would just go down that list and find him.
Hell yeah.
That's what I would do.
And then you watch Donnie Brasco.
That's a big... I like that one a lot.
It's good.
I'm trying to remember the first thing I saw him in, but I don't remember. Devil's Advocate, maybe? With Keanu?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But go buy stuff. Go to your local secondhand store, and they have a bunch of stuff. I mean, I look at the DVDs there all the time. I want to start getting... my daughter got Pinocchio on VHS.
Oh, shit.
From something.
Wow.
My VHS player is here, though.
That's true, yeah.
Or VCR. My VHS player.
Yeah, you sound like a person who's not really from that era.
I don't even know what physical media is. I thought it was a band. They opened for Little Image. Thank you. Little Image. No, physical media. But enough about my cream. Tell me about yours.
All right. My room for cream is, today is Earth Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I thought it would be cool if, first of all, everybody, please just, like, recycle and, like, fucking, you know, buy clothes from the thrift store.
Should we sing the Earth Day song?
Yeah.
Do you know it?
Happy Earth Day to you. We did not plan that. But anyway.
Damn, I thought I'd fool you.
that
was good.
Yeah. So I thought it would be cool if we both said who our favorite champion of Earth is in wrestling, which would be the world champion. So who's your favorite world champion currently? Sammy Daddy.
In wrestling?
Yeah.
That's tough.
I'll say mine first then.
No, because you're setting me up for something. I want to go first.
I'm not setting you up
for something. I pick Toni Storm.
Ah, man.
Timeless one.
Dang, I wish I thought of that. No, I'm an idiot.
No, I'm just trying to... Let's just roll through some. Obviously, I'm the WWE guy. We just talked WrestleMania. So you got John Cena.
Double E.
I can't pick that son of a bitch. Not right now. Not after what he's done. No,
he's a punk bitch.
I don't remember who else won. Jey Uso. Yeah. No. Respectfully. Yeet. But I'm not picking him. No yeet. I don't know who was the women's
Tony Storm's a good choice.
Io Sky. I really do like Io Sky, but I'm not picking her. Stephanie Vaquer, but she's the NXT women's champion. That's not a world champion.
Right.
It's not Vaquer, it's Vaquer.
That's okay.
The other women's champion.
Tiffany Stratton.
Oh, Tiffy Time's cool, but no, I'm not picking her.
Okay, so then Tony Storm is a good choice, and I didn't think of that, and I wish I did.
Okay. Well, who's your Earth champion?
Well, Hirooki Goto, but that's because I didn't think of Tony Storm.
Who's Hirooki Goto? Tell him.
He's the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion.
Is Tony Storm Women's World Champion? That's the name of it, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I get confused on the name.
What is cool is, though, is when Hangman talks about the world title, he always refers to it as the men's world title. And I'm like, that's pretty...
I don't think you need to refer to it.
That's 2025 of you. Either. And I like it. Yeah, I agree. They should just call the women's world title the world title.
If Britt Baker comes back and she goes, I'm back and I'm coming for the world title.
Yeah, nobody's like, dude, I don't think she could take Mox.
Mox is going to fuck her up. No, I mean...
Right.
I don't know.
We know what you mean. We could use context clues.
I guess... unless there's going to be some sort of, unless you have some sort of intergender thing, but then that gets confusing to me.
Yeah.
And they're called heavyweight. They don't have weight classes anymore, though. I shouldn't say anymore, but like.
Yeah, right.
WWE
right.
doesn't, like.
Most people
don't. Jey Uso's
well,
the world
I guess New Japan does.
Right. Well, I'm saying, so if you do that, that's fine. But then that means it, like Rey Mysterio winning the belt was always confusing to me because I'm like, well, he's a cruiserweight.
Right.
I love Rey Mysterio. Right. His son's better than him.
It shouldn't be the world heavyweight champion. It should just be the world champion.
Yeah, do WWE championship, universal champion. Like, whatever. Come up with whatever gimmick you want.
Yeah, because in New Japan, because they have weight classes, the Intercontinental title wasn't was it the world Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship? I don't know. But they have the global title now, and there's no weight class for that. So, like, if you were a junior heavyweight, you could win it. And if you're a heavyweight, you can win it. But you're not going to have Hiromu Takahashi winning the World Heavyweight Championship.
Shouldn't be allowed. I've said that for years.
He won't.
Or you do an X Division thing.
Yeah.
Where
it ain't weight limits.
Kind of your cruiserweight.
It's no limits. But Samoa Joe can win it.
Yeah.
And Kevin Nash.
I was going to say Kevin Nash was what I thought.
Kevin Nash in here? They got the coffee.
He had a little bit too much.
Definitely had a little bit too much coffee.
Thanks for stopping by, Kev.
Yeah, man.
Big sexy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I guess my favorite world champion would be Tony Storm.
Oh.
We could have the same one. It's okay.
What?
We both sung Happy Earth Day together. I think we could have the same.
That was cool.
It was not planned.
I feel like because I said the Earth Day song, it sounded like birthday song, and you knew where I was going.
Well,
I
earlier at my work... I sent an email to everybody saying, Happy Earth Day to you, Happy Earth Day to you, Happy Earth Day, dear Earth, Happy Earth Day to you.
I didn't know what we were going to hit on that part if we did the whole thing.
And then I put dot, 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 it's Earth Day, and then I sent it, and then I went home.
This is the day the Earth was created, right?
Yeah.
Is that what Earth Day is?
Yeah.
This is the day it was created.
It's actually International Earth Day, too. It's not just America.
Nationally. Internationally.
It's internationally, yeah. Would the international champion of AEW count as a world champion?
No.
Because all the nations make the world. But I guess you're not the champion of the sea.
And there's a lot of water.
Yeah.
That's Poseidon, baby.
Right, or Neptune.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they're both.
Which one's which? Which one's Roman?
Roman Reign?
No, Roman God.
I don't know which one's which, to be honest with you. Neptune, let's see, probably Greek.
Neptune. What would they name the planets after? Uranus. It's always going to be Uranus. You all right?
Well, that's all the time we've got for tonight, Creamers.
Creamers.
We love you.
And we wish you
the best.
Well, it's good to be back. Kiss from over here, you know?
Yeah.
Yeet. Hell yeah, I love it. Fire. Internet, I don't know what it is. Soak it in, because this is it right here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know, but hell yeah. Two-time World Shockers. I'm damn near World Heavyweight Champ. Yo. Next, I'm in Vegas. That's all I'm saying.